نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد حضرت عبداللہ بن عباس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ he stated that the best month of the year is the month of Ramadan. So the best month of the year is the month of Ramadan. And the best day in the calendar is the day of Jumu'ah. The best day is the day of Jumu'ah. And he said that the best amal that a person can do, of course this is whether it was his qawl or whether it was a hadith sharif that he was speaking naqal of, but this is what he stated, that the best amal is that the person makes the namaz in its awwal waqt. Now a sahabi normally, whatever he states, it is qawlan nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are different ahadiths, but as far as these facts are concerned, definitely the best month of the year is the month of Ramadan, and the best day is the day of Jumu'ah, because so many things happened on the day of Jumu'ah. The creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, his entry into Jannat, and the creation of Jannat, and so many other things. And the best amal, he says, is that the person makes his namaz in the awwal time, meaning he doesn't delay it unnecessarily, makes it in the awwal waqt. Now when this was conveyed to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, that is why I say that it could have been his qawl, because Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala would not then have said, but my, listen to what I have to say also. So from this it appears that it was his qawl in the light of the ahadith. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was informed of this, that Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated this, then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded, he said, indeed what he has said is a very great thing, and it is a very beautiful qawl of Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But at the same time he said, listen to what I have to say. So now he couldn't have been making muqabla if it had been a hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nevertheless, so he stated, he said that the best day, the best month is that month in which the person gets tawfiq of tawbah. That's the best month of the person's calendar months, in which he gets the tawfiq of tawbah. When he gets the tawfiq of tawbah, then that was the best month. He said the best day of the person's life is that day in which he will depart from this world with iman. The day that he parts from this world, he leaves this world with iman, then that is the best day of his life. So the best day is that day. And he said the best amal is that amal which becomes maqbool in the Allah. Then that is the best amal. Because if the person is making his namaz awwal waqt, then indeed it is a great amal. But that amal, if it is not maqbool, if it was done out of show, riya, or for any other reason, or it did not have that khushu, that khuzu, that ikhlas, or the ruku and sajda was not done properly, there was deficiency in it, and it did not become maqbool, then even if he made it awwal waqt, but we will not call that the best amal, because it didn't become maqbool. So what he said is that the best month is that month in which the person gets the tawfiq of tawbah. If he gets the tawfiq of tawbah, then indeed it is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All of us, we have our weakness, we have our shortcomings, we have everything. But if we get the tawfiq of tawbah, then we must appreciate that ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Because the time that comes upon a person, if he is persistent in sins, then sometimes Allah Ta'ala takes away even the tawfiq of tawbah. He commits a sin, he makes tawbah. He commits a sin, he makes tawbah. But then he just goes on and makes a mockery of this tawbah. His tawbah also becomes muhtaj of tawbah. His tawbah also becomes muhtaj of another tawbah. Then sometimes the tawfiq of tawbah is snatched away. Oh, Hazrat stated one incident in Karachi. He said the person was on his dying bed, so they asked him to make tawbah, istighfar, or read the kalima. They were reading, of course, you don't ask that person to read, but like that, because he was talking everything else, it was just, he was not still in the latter part of Sakarat. So he says, he could say every word. The only word he could not say is, Astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, forgive me. Or he could not make tawbah. He couldn't take the name of Allah. Everything else he could speak. Take me to the hospital, call the doctor, do this, do that, everything. But he can't take the name of Allah. So the tawfiq of tawbah also is sometimes snatched away. And especially for students of Darul Ulooms, Madaris, and all of us who are in the work of deen. And because we listen to a lot of hadiths about istighfar, about tawbah, how Allah Ta'ala is forgiving, and no matter how far you go, but Allah Ta'ala is prepared to make maaf and accept the tawbah. And indeed that is true, Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim, and He is willing to forgive. But when we listen to all that, then just as I mentioned yesterday or the other day, that when we read the tarif of mustahab, or the tarif, the definition, when we make of nafil and optional things, then our understanding is this then, that because it is nafil, now it means that you must not make it. Because the tarif we make is nafil is that, which if you do it, you get sawab, and if you don't do it, you don't get any azab or sin. So now our understanding then of that nafil or mustahab is that now you must not do it, because you won't get any sin, so why must we do it? It's not necessary then to engage in that nafil ibadat. So if that was the case, then we'll have to take out from the kitabs all those sections of that deal with mustahab and nawafil, etc. So in the same way here, when we read about Inna Allah Ghafoorur Rahim, then we make up our mind that no matter how much we go on sinning, we will keep getting the tawfiq of tawbah. That is our conclusion, that we will get the tawfiq of tawbah, because Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. So we will commit sins and we will make tawbah. Commit sins and make tawbah. Now that is not the mafhum of Ghafoorur Rahim. That's not the mana, that's not the matlub. Ghafoorur Rahim, Allah Ta'ala is indeed. But it is just like that person who has got burn all in his house. So now he doesn't go and put his hand into the fire all the time, just because he's got the ointment for burns. So he doesn't keep burning his hand and his fingers, because he's got the ointment. That I will burn my fingers, apply ointment. Burn my fingers, apply ointment. Nobody does that. The person understands that what it means is that accidentally he got burnt. So then he must apply the ointment, because he's got it. His car got damaged, so now he must repair the dent. But he doesn't purposely go on denting it. So in the same way, this Ghafoorur Rahim matlab also we must understand very clearly, that Allah Ta'ala is very forgiving. Some people say that because the Muslims believe that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, so it makes them courageous to commit sins, which is untrue. It is actually for those people who are very afraid to commit sins. They do not want to commit sins. But being human, they made a slip, they made a mistake, so they committed some sin. So if there was no such thing as Allah Ta'ala being Ghafoorur Rahim, then it would have made this person courageous to commit sins. It would have made him persistent after that. Why? Because he would have said that I committed sins, now there's no such thing as forgiveness for these sins. There's going to be azab for it. So why must I withdraw now? why must I restrain myself now? So now let me just carry on committing that sin. Samjhe baat ki agar guna ke baad Allah Taala ki ghaffariyat na hoti, Allah Taala bakhshne wala na hota, to phir iski himmat badh jati guna karne par. Isliye ki ab ye samajhta ki guna se azab to hone wala hai hi, Allah maaf to karta nahi hai. So now why must I restrain myself, go on committing sins, because Allah is not forgiving. So this sifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not make a person become persistent on sin. It is there for those people who have the yaqeen, the faith in Allah, and they are making amal also, but accidentally they made some mistake. So now they make tawbah and believe that Allah Ta'ala is forgiving, is merciful, so we can start a new chapter and get the himmat again to do amal-e-salihah. So it is to give him the himmat to do amal-e-salihah that Allah Ta'ala's sifat is there, that he is forgiving. But if the person becomes persistent and makes a mockery of this tawbah, then sometimes he reaches that stage where the tawfiq of tawbah is taken away. Then this person keeps on committing that sin, and he says that I just can't seem to give it up, I can't seem to give it up, because the person didn't really make sincere tawbah. So now suddenly the tawfiq is taken away. Now he doesn't even make tawbah anymore from that sin, and that sin becomes a norm, a habit in his life, and he cannot seem to stay away after that. So that is a very dangerous stage which the person reaches, where the tawfiq of tawbah is taken away. So until you are given the tawfiq of tawbah, until a person is given the tawfiq of tawbah, then you must think that Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy is still focused on him, that he is given the tawfiq of tawbah, because he is not persistent. And who is persistent? What is israr alal ma'asi? What is israr? Now our understanding of israr is that the person committed one sin now, and he committed the same sin again tomorrow, and again the same thing the next day. Now that is our understanding of israr. Whereas that is not israr. That is not israr. In the technical sense, it is not israr. If you look at the ahadith sharif, then that is not israr. If the person is making sincere tawbah and is fulfilling the conditions of tawbah, that means he's got azm that he's not going to return to those sins. At the time of tawbah, he has got no intention of returning to that sin. He makes sincere tawbah, Ya Allah, I don't want to go back to that sin. I want to distance myself. Help me and distance me from that sin. At the time that he's making tawbah, he's got no intention of going back to that sin. On his tongue also, that astaghfirullah, and also tawbah he's making. Plenty of istighfar and tawbah verbal to his making. And then the most important condition, that if it is huququl ibad or huququllah, then the fulfillment of that huququllah, if it is namaz, roza, zakat, then hajj, then the person makes qaza. And if it is huququl ibad, then he makes sure that he goes to those people, ask them for forgiveness. If there's any inheritance that was not due to him and he took that, now he returns that. Now in this way, if he makes tawbah, then even if he commits that kind of sin 100 times, but we will not say that he's making israr on ma'asi, because when he made sincere tawbah, Allah Ta'ala forgave him. But these are the conditions which have to be fulfilled. So many people become very despondent, they despair of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. They say, don't know what is happening, I made tawbah but again it broke, I made tawbah again it broke. So we must not purposely break the tawbah, and we must make the effort to stay away from those areas of sin in which we are becoming persistent. We must try and stay away from that. There must be firar ilallah, fafirru ilallah. If a person sees a beautiful snake coming, now he doesn't say, because it's got a beautiful skin, so therefore let me go closer to it. As I explained last night, that we must not look at the packaging. the packaging of the toffees we must not look. We must look at our Rabba. What does he say? That is it permissible to accept that toffee or not? In the same way, that snake is coming, so the person must run. If it's a big python that's coming, who is going to stand there and watch? So in the same way, just as that is dangerous for the person's life, certain faces are dangerous for the person's iman. On the streets, certain faces are dangerous for the person's iman. So many people have sold their iman, they have accepted the religion of the person who had that beautiful face. So there are certain things which a person has to do after that tawbah to prove that he was indeed sincere in his tawbah. But after making that kind of sincere tawbah, again the person just had a lapse, then that can happen. A person is driving very safely. One time he met with an accident because he was driving fast, or he was driving after taking alcohol, or he was driving after having a late night and there was lack of sleep. So now he learned his lesson, so he says, now I'm not going to drink and drive. I will be alert and I'm going to try and drive safely. I won't drive fast. But in spite of all that, he still meets up with an accident. It can happen. So in the same way, this person made every effort. He's trying to stay away. He made this sincere tawbah and he doesn't want to return to it. But then again there was a lapse, there was an accident. So the sin must be an accident. For a believer, the sin must be an accident. There's no question of doing it deliberately. For a believer, there's no deliberate sins. Although that can happen and you make tawbah from that too. But accident is an accident. If a person purposely goes and smashes somebody's car, purposely he does it, so like that we will say that there was an accident, but in the reality this person didn't meet up with an accident. It was deliberately done. So if a person meets up with an accident, commits a sin by accident, then again he makes sincere tawbah. There's nothing to lose hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some people Allah ta'ala takes him through that route. That this person, after committing some sin, he makes so much of istighfar, so much of tawbah, he sheds so much of tears that he rises higher and higher. But on the strength of tawbah we should not commit sins. That is the main thing. That because there is such a thing as tawbah, then we should not commit sins on the strength of tawbah. Because if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab comes and he takes away the tawfiq of tawbah, then this person is doomed to destruction. Then he will not be able to get up. He won't know what hit him and from which side it hit him. Then the musibat will come in such forms that the person will become parishan and he start making a high, high, I don't know what to do. But that will be too late then. So before the time comes that the tawfiq of tawbah is taken away, the person must make immediate tawbah the moment he has committed some sin. But this despairing of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Now that is something that gives us some sort of courage and strength and himmat, that in spite of our weakness, all our shortcomings, but Allah Ta'ala himself is saying that don't despair of my mercy. So Allah Ta'ala is merciful and he wants to give us his mercy. He wants to shower his mercy upon us. In fact, rains of mercy. But it must not be deliberate. We must not keep on going towards it. We know that we got burnt. So the cause of that burn, whatever it was, now we must distance ourselves from those places. Must find ways. Must, just as we think, a person in business is always thinking how to double his returns on the investments. Different ways he keeps finding out. In the same way, if a person is caught up in some sin or the other, then he must go to the mashayikh, go to those people who have experience in getting people out from their sinful lifestyles and relate to them the problem. Ask them for their duas. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens the doors. Somehow that person comes out of their sins. And such sins he comes out from after that, that he himself, it baffles him that how did I manage to get out of this sin? I was addicted to it, and what is it that it made it so easy for me to come out of it? There are so many people who have come out from this, such kind of sins that they don't believe that it was possible for them. So Allah Ta'ala then makes the conditions change for that person. He gives him that himmat and that courage and that strength to give up those sins. And once we give up those sins, then the noor of that ilm will come into our hearts. At present we've got the words of the ilm. Kitabo se kya milta hai? Ilm milta hai. Aur ahlullah se noor e nubuwat milta hai. In the sohbat of the mashayikh, then that is what we get, the noor. So this ilm that comes, there is no kitab the sifat of which is muttaqi. We haven't heard that this kitab is very muttaqi. We heard anyway ki kitab bahut muttaqi kitab hai, ya ye kitab jo hai bahut hi mukhlis kitab hai, ya ye kitab jo hai bahut hi sabir zakir shakir kitab hai. Dekho is kitab ko maine yun patak diya tab bhi isne na u ki na ah kiya. Kahin suna humne ki kitab ko patakne ke baad bhi usne koi shikayat nahi ki kitni sabir kitab hai. Aur biwi ko ek thappad marta hu to itna roti hai, cheekhti hai, aur kitab ne kabhi chillaya nahi. So that is not the sifat of the kitab. The kitab does not have the sifat of taqwa and of ikhlas and of zuhud and of qanaat and of sabr and of shukr. That is not the sifat of the kitab. Then where are we going to get those sifats from? We will get the ilm from that kitab. Kitab ka kaam hai ilm pahunchana. Zariyah ilm hai. We make qadar of that kitab. We have to make izzat of the, and ihtiram of that kitab, because it is holding the ilm of nubuwat. But what is the purpose of that? That ilm that is there in the kitab, it must become the hal of the reader of that kitab. When the person is reading about zuhad, about qanaat, about sabr, about shukr and about ikhlas, then that ilm that is there must now become the hal of the reader. To qanaat, taqwa, zuhud, sabr, shukr, ye sifat hai insan ki. Mumin, musalman ke andar ye sifat aa sakti hai. It's not in the kitab. But it is a zariya. And we make ihtiram of all the zariya also that gets us connected with Allah Ta'ala. Why do we make ihtiram? Because it is a means to connection of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If these kitabs were not there, we would not have known the tafasir or the tafsir of the ayat of the Quran Sharif. We would not have known the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Our hafizas and memories, we all know what is the condition. Where could we have continued conveying this ahadith exactly as they were reported? Those people in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sahaba al-kiram, and Allah Ta'ala gave them that kind of memory that without kitabs they heard directly from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam or from some sahabi, and it was recorded without any mistake. No letter was changed, no syllable was changed. But as the time goes on, now we become dependent on those kitabs of hadith. We become dependent on the tafsirs. We have become dependent on all that is written about fiqh. So to bring those things into one's life, now to get the himmat and the courage of that, that is why we go to khanqas and to the mashayikh. Because they are the reservoirs of that. We don't go there for an increase of our knowledge. there we go to get those sifats, that our taqwa must become like their taqwa, our sabr must become like their sabr, our shukr must become like their shukr, our zuhud and qanaat must become like their zuhud and qanaat, our akhlaq must become like their akhlaq. When we see their large heartedness, their forgiveness, their humility, their politeness, and their amal on the ilm, then that transfers. The more period of time the person stays, then it transfers. Then our hearts also become lit up. Apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de. Ye aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. Apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de. Ye aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. Bring your heart close to that heart which is already lit. When one candle is not lit and the other one is lit, what do? We bring that candle closer to the other one, and then it catches light also. So we have to go there emptying our heart of pride and of ghurur and of takabbur on our knowledge and of ujub. If a person takes all that and goes there, then what is going to come inside there? He has to annihilate himself. He has to make fana. Then he will get baqa. If you make fana, then you get baqa. Allah Ta'ala's system is very strange. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. When the person makes tawazu, but conditional, lillah, for Allah's sake. It must be done for Allah Ta'ala's sake. The person heard that if for 40 days you make namaz with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula, then the fountains of wisdom will rise from his heart. So he heard that, so he made 40 days namaz with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula. And now after 40 days he is waiting for those fountains to flow, but nothing happened. So he went back to that alim and he said, but you seem to be speaking lies here. Because 40 days I made namaz, takbir-e-ula and jamaat, and there was no fountain of wisdom, not one also. So he was told that Allah Ta'ala says, Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. If you make tawazu for the sake of Allah, then Allah gives you rafa'at. In the same way, there too it is mentioned that for 40 days, for the sake of Allah, you do that. Not for the sake of the fountains of wisdom. Now you did it for the fountains, you didn't do it for Allah's sake. You should have done it for Allah Ta'ala's sake. Finish, don't worry whether you get or don't get, then you will get. But you were doing it for getting those fountains. You were not doing it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In the dihat, it's very difficult to encourage some people to make namaz. So one alim was going by in that village, so he gave a bayan. And then after that he said, one dihati asked him, the one villager, that if I make namaz for 40 days properly, then what will I get? So he said, you'll get one ox. And just to make him start making namaz, so he just said, you'll get one ox or one horse in your stable. So for 40 days he made namaz, and then he went to open the stable to see if one ox or one horse came in there. But when he opened, there was nothing in there. So he went to that Maulana and he said, but you speak a lot of lies. You said, I will get one ox or a horse. He said, no, that was just to encourage you to make namaz. If one ox or horse falls for every 40 days of namaz, then the person won't have to do any business after that. So he said, yes, I knew you were speaking lies. That's why I too didn't make wuzu for the 40 days. I knew you were speaking lies. You were just... there was no truth in it, so I too made the 40-day namaz without wuzu. So Allah Ta'ala's system is very strange. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. If you make tawazu for Allah Ta'ala's sake, Allah Ta'ala will elevate, Allah Ta'ala will give respect, He will give raf'at. And tawazu is again not just bowing down and making salam, that's not tawazu. A person can bow down and make salam, but he can be full of pride. Don't we see in the courts of kings and everywhere how people bow down and they even make sajda? So that doesn't mean they got a lot of tawazu because they're bowing down. Tawazu is a sifat of the heart. Tawazu is a sifat of the heart. In the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person thinks nothing of himself. Therefore, it's very common saying that if the branches are laden with fruit, then they bow down. So that is humility. So if the person does that, so then what is apparent is that this person is lowering himself. He doesn't take revenge, he doesn't try to retaliate. Now jihad and all that is different. Now there you don't go and make tawazu in jihad. Like my Hazrat says that a person goes in jihad and then he says, "Main bilkul haqeer, faqeer, Abdul Qadir, khak dar khak, shule ki raak." Now you don't go and say all that to the enemies. There you got to take your chest out and make jihad. But at other times this tawazu. Now the person is making tawazu and Allah Ta'ala is giving him raf'at. And the person that is making takabbur, wada'ahu Allah. Allah brings him down. The seed we plant in the ground. Now the aqal of man, if we have to use intelligence, then the aqal of man says that anything that you put into the ground is dead. Anything that's dead you put into the ground, and then that is the end of life. When a person dies, then you bury him in the ground. You don't take person to bury him in the ground so that he may grow from there and come out in good health. Qiyamah day they'll come out like that. But when the person is dead, you put him in there, finish. And then nobody waited at any graveyard for anyone to now come out from there, because a lot of rain fell last night, so from the Qabristan the murdas will grow. Did anybody go to any Qabristan, go sit down there and say there was a lot of rain last night, so there must be keep a watch, just now somebody's head will come out from here. We bury there, so that's the end. So fana. But look at Allah Ta'ala's system, that now with that same seed we take it and bury it there, and then we put sand over it and then pour a little bit of water from the top, and after some time it germinates, and then slowly then you find a huge big tree bearing thousands of fruit. So first that seed became fana, now Allah Ta'ala gave it baqa. So fanaiyat then brings baqa. Allah Ta'ala's system is that. So this ilm that we are getting from the kitabs, then that ilm must become our hal, our condition. We must keep checking that, is this ilm now in my life? Whatever I have read, is that now in my life? If we bring it into our life, then after some time you will find that just as this person is alive now, is now alive, otherwise he was dead, just the ilm didn't bring life. But now when he started making amal, then real life came into him. Now this life will become the means of the life of so many others. Now he will bring hayat into the qulub of others. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will blow the sur. The first blowing of the sur, what will happen? Everybody will die. And the second blowing, everybody will get up. Life will come out. So the same thing happens there. That first there was fana with the first blowing, and with the second blowing this baqa. People all got up. So this person also, in the company of the mashayikh or in the sohbat, what happens is that first they make fana of the person's nafs. Fanaiyat of the nafs, all the lessons and all the tarbiyah and tazkiyah is all directed towards making that person's nafs fana. When the person has made fana of his nafs, he's learned to suppress his nafs, so now he will get baqa. The moment he suppresses his nafs, then he will get baqa. But until his nafs is alive, then he will remain a donkey. Because if the donkey falls in a salt pan, but keeps on breathing, so until it keeps breathing, we say that it is still a donkey. But when it goes, when it sinks inside completely and turns to salt, so now that salt becomes park. Because it's no more a donkey now, now it is salt. In the same way here too, this person, now he will have baqa. So this nafs, in hardly any institution today is the effort being made to make fana of this nafs. A lot of effort we make on ilm and on the taraqqi of ilm. But fana of this nafs, there's not much that effort that is made. And that is the purpose of these type of majlis. That when we get fana, then it will bring us baqa. Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali. Professor Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, one night he tried to sleep. He says he was just restless, he was not able to sleep. He kept on turning right, left, but nothing, he just can't sleep. So he thought, let me get up and make some namaz. So he got up to make some salat, even there he couldn't get his concentration right. And something was pulling him as if from the outside, that come outside, come outside. So the Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali says that I felt restless, so I got out and I went to see what is happening outside. Why is there so much of pull from the outside? When he went outside, he saw a person lying down with a blanket covered over his face. And as soon as he saw Hazrat Junaid, he said, Junaid, he said, how do you know my name? He said, I'm the one that called you. He said, how did you call me? You were outside and I was inside, how did you call me? He said, I said to my Allah that I have a problem. I have a problem, and the problem can only be solved by Junaid Baghdadi. Ya Allah, you send Junaid to me. Now look at them, that with their duas now they're pulling. So he said, that dua of mine brought you here. He said, well, in any case, now what is the problem? He said, the problem is this, that when can the sickness of the nafs become its own remedy? When can the sickness of the nafs, the disease of the nafs, become its own remedy and cure? So Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, إِذَا خَالَفَتِ النَّفْسُ هَوَاهَا. When the nafs does against that evil khaish that came in there, then that which was a disease, that evil khaish, that evil desire, that was a disease, that was a sickness. But now when he opposed it and he suppressed it, so that became the remedy and the cure. And now he got taqwa by suppressing it. So the same nafs, now this person opposed the nafs and he got taqwa. So is a khalafatin nafsu hawa. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَا. Do you not see those people who have made their evil desires their gods? Now evil desire to make it god doesn't mean that the person worships his evil desire. We haven't heard of anybody worshipping the evil desire. What it means is that just as Allah Ta'ala is obeyed, so this person obeys his evil desire. Whatever comes in the heart, as long as the person's nafs enjoys it, then he goes ahead. So he has made his nafs Allah. So إِذَا خَالَفَتِ النَّفْسُ هَوَا. So the coming of those thoughts is not something that a person should get very frightened and worried about. As long as he is not bringing them purposely into his heart, and he is not entertaining those evil thoughts when they do come. I always say that the thoughts that come into the heart, they are like the national, the heart is like the national highway. So all kinds of thoughts will come there. If there was no such thing as evil thoughts coming, then there would have been no such thing as taqwa also. We should all have been born angels. So the evil desire, if it comes, in fact sometimes such thoughts come that the person prefer that he burn to ash, as the Sahaba said, but they won't like that it must come on their tongue. So the coming of those thoughts is not bad. If it just comes on its own, then just as on the national highway you get donkeys, you get monkeys, you get pigs in the trucks all moving, and you get human beings also, you get cars, trucks, scooters, buses. In the same way, in this national highway, lots of things will pass. But let them pass. Don't keep them there. Don't fantasize. Don't give your heart to those thoughts. Let them just pass by. Then they will not harm. Concentrate on something else. Immediately occupy your mind in something else. Start writing, reading, talking to someone, eating, drinking, something. But switch it over to another channel altogether. Then it will go away. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. May Allah ta'ala give us the noor of the ilm which we are acquiring from the kitabs. And may Allah ta'ala make our hal, the zuhud, taqwa, qanaat, sabar, shukr, which the tarif and the definitions of which we have read, then that must now become the conditions of our heart. Apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de, ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. Jis qalb ki aaho ne dil phoonk diye laakho, us qalb mein ya Allah kya aag lagi hogi. Those hearts which have lit up thousands of other hearts with the fire of love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, oh Allah, what kind of fire must be burning in their hearts? So this is the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa